3:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And on this Thursday afternoon, it is my pleasure to bring on Jim McElhattan, Washington Times investigative reporter. I got to tell you, when I woke up and saw the headline, imagine my surprise, bankrupt Solyndra calling for bonuses. How bizarre is that? Were you surprised when you found this out?
Well, it's actually, yeah, I mean, it does, you know, certainly on the surface, as we say, it seems unusual. You know, this company's bankrupt, they've got no money, and they owe the government in the neighborhood of $500 million. So on the surface, it certainly does raise some questions. It's actually somewhat of a standard practice in big Chapter 11 restructuring type cases, the theory being that, you know, you've got some employees, they're not going to be wanting to stick around, and you can either, you know, pay them some extra money or replace them with higher paid consultants who are going to cost the bankruptcy estate even more money. So, but you know, in the case of Solyndra, they had 1,100 employees last year. I think they're down to about 85, and, right. And these folks aren't sticking around. You know, they don't. It's not a good place to be.
Yeah,
right,
they
now.
See the writing on the wall. Sure.
So these lawyers are saying, let's throw some extra cash at these folks, and maybe they'll stick around.
Okay, now. I was under the impression, and I'm sure many people were in this audience, that Solyndra was just going under and we were at the final stages. They were going to clean up the mess. They were going to shut the doors and they're going to walk away.
Yeah.
Now we find that they're preparing to enter Chapter 11, which means that's a reorganization plan. But it also has to show the court that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
I thought they didn't have any business.
Well, they've been in Chapter 11, you know, since the filing. Certainly, you know, at some point, if you know, no sale comes or you know, whatever plan they have doesn't work out, you know, you would expect it to be converted to a Chapter 7 liquidation. But right now, it's Chapter 11, and you know, there's efforts to you know, towards a sale. And you know, those efforts, according to the lawyer, are sort of being complicated by the fact that the few employees who are left aren't really sticking around.
Yeah, but I mean, in one case, I was reading your story, and it said like one guy, he already makes $206,000 or $207,000 a year, and he's up for a $50,000 bonus.
Sure, absolutely, and you know, and. This isn't a done deal yet. Certainly creditors, including the federal government, are free to raise objections to this, saying, you know, boy, if this $500,000 is paid out, that's less money to be distributed to creditors, including the taxpayers,
sure,
once this case wraps up. So the question is, will those objections be raised? If they are, you know, what's the judge going to decide here? Or, frankly, maybe no objections are going to be raised. I don't know of any yet. Of course, this filing was just recently made.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the case goes on and on. The lawyers are you know, are in the process of filing fee applications, getting paid. And
all of this, you know, is coming out of that pool of money that we provided.
There's, you know, ultimately the money comes from the bankruptcy estate, and certainly in terms of the creditors, you know, taxpayers are, you know, obviously a major creditor here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it remains to be seen whether, you know, this motion is going to be approved or not, and these folks will get bonuses.
Yeah. Well, former employees have claims against the company as well.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
So it occurs to me that I am a creditor,
mm-hmm,
all right, as part of the American population. Could I file a claim individually? Because I would love to do that.
In fact, I was, you know, I haven't reported on this, but I believe somebody did that.
I think it's fantastic.
If you go through the list of claims in the case, I believe there's a guy, I don't know where he lives or who he is, but who actually did that and filed a big, you know, $535 million claim on behalf of the taxpayer. So we'll have to track that guy down. And, you know, but the claims, you know, include, you know, certainly, you know, solar company related claims and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, have a, I think there's a coffee company. I talked to the guy who runs the coffee company who told me, you know, they don't expect any money back, but they're just trying to get their coffee machines back.
Sure.
They leased all this coffee equipment. So certainly gives you some insight when you look through these claims, you know, all the different folks out there who, you know, who did business with them, not all sort of a technical background.
Yeah. Now, here's something else that I'm curious about. Do you think the bankruptcy court would look at the fact that Solyndra was handing out bonuses just before the company collapsed? To me, that's criminal, all right? But, you know, if the bankruptcy court looked and they saw a pattern where this company knew they were going down the toilet and yet they were handing out bonuses, I wouldn't be inclined to give them another nickel. I would just tell them to shut their doors. We would write off our losses, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. Well, the bankruptcy law allows the trustee or the estate to get that money back if they can prove that a bonus was given out 6 months before the filing to a so-called corporate insider, and the company knew that it was insolvent. The law allows those payments to be clawed back.
Were there any severance packages that were? Because I remember hearing something about one in particular where the guy maybe agreed to it, but he never got paid. Or
yeah, that's that? Chris Gronet. He is the founder and the former CEO who left the company not too long before the bankruptcy, and he had this $456,000 severance deal. Doesn't appear that he got it. He's got there's a claim for that same amount under his name, in the bankruptcy, and then there's a couple of other claims, but yeah, there was certainly a good number of bonuses paid out, in the year before the bankruptcy filing. Whether there's proof that they all knew that the company was insolvent, yet these bonuses continued, that will be seen.
The administration, any comment from the White House on this latest development, or is it just too early?
No, we haven't heard anything from the White House or from really anybody on this in terms of, this is sort of something that comes from the bankruptcy case itself.
Right. Sooner or later, somebody's going to ask the question.
Sure. And the government, has the U.S. Office of the Trustee, which is the arm of the Justice Department that oversees bankruptcy cases.
Right.
Certainly, if they feel that these bonuses are inappropriate, they can file an objection to this.
Yeah.
And that would be something the judge would take into consideration. And just a couple of months ago, that same office tried to take control of the management of the company out of the hands of the current manager and put it in the hands of a trustee, which
right.
the judge ruled against. So, they had this trustee's office of the government has been, somewhat aggressive earlier in the case, and maybe they'll file on a objection, maybe they won't. Time will tell.
Yeah. House and Senate members aren't here right now, so we didn't get any comment from anybody on either of the
right.
committees.
Yeah, we haven't. We've heard folks sort of, taking note of the bonuses, but whether they're going to
weigh in. No official comment or anything.
Officially, yeah.
Okay. All right, let me know what happens with it, will you?
Sure, Andy.
Appreciate it very
Thanks.
Much. Jim McElhattan, Washington Times investigative reporter, been with the Solyndra case since the very beginning, and again, the headline today in today's Washington Times, bankrupt Solyndra calling for bonuses. Check that out. I got to tell you, it's worth the read.